Well, when I think about that, I think about the whole source of true wisdom. Because usually you think wisdom is going to high school, doing your best, going to college, doing your best, getting 2 or 3 degrees after that, and enough experience, and finally, you're very wise. Well, you and I know some big-time failures in life who've got all the education, all the wealth, and all the prominence there is to have, and what happened? I'll tell you what happened. They forgot. Wisdom begins with reverence for, submission to, yieldedness to, and committed to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Does this mean that there are not some people out there who are very knowledgeable? No, it does not. There is a worldly wisdom. We're coming to that. There is a worldly wisdom that is different from divine wisdom, godly wisdom. A very, very clear worldly wisdom. And so we see people accomplishing and achieving things. It doesn't mean that they're wise. It certainly means that they have enough of the world's wisdom to be able to manipulate, maneuver, and construct or build or whatever it might be. But there's a great deal of difference between the world's wisdom and godly wisdom. So let's think about that for a moment. When I think about that, I think about the first type. And I want you to go, if you will, to, let's look in James chapter 3 for a moment. Look in James chapter 3, and he distinguishes between this wisdom that God gives and the wisdom that is of the world. And the Apostle Paul does the same thing. We'll read that passage in a moment. Look in James chapter 3. I want us to read this passage, then we're coming back to it. Listen to what he says. He says in the 13th verse of the 3rd chapter, "Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes from above, but it's earthly, natural, and demonic." Look at that. There is a wisdom that is characterized by being earthly, he says, natural, and demonic. "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there's disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above, well, what is that like? It is pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy." There is a distinction between spiritual wisdom and worldly wisdom. Now, we're coming back to that, but I want you to go back over now to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 for a moment. And you recall that Paul was, he was a tremendous debater. And he loved getting the Greeks and the Jews in conversations and debating with them. And on Mars Hill, of course, he loved getting up there with the philosophers. And so when he wrote to the Corinthians, listen to what he said, knowing how they thought. He said, for example, beginning in verse 18, and look what he says. He says, "For the word of the cross," that's the gospel of Jesus, "is to those who are perishing," those who are blinded in their truth, "those who are perishing, foolishness." 1 Corinthians 1:18, foolishness, he says. It doesn't make sense. But to those of us who are being saved by this gospel, it's the power of God. And it doesn't make sense. Now, let's think about this for a moment. Here he's talking to believers here, but when he was talking to those philosophers, he was confronting people who said, "No, wait a minute. You're telling us that some Jewish carpenter several years ago who went about preaching and teaching and they claimed he performed miracles and he was crucified, and we know that this particular Jew was crucified, no question about that, and he was buried and sealed in a tomb. You're telling us that he was resurrected and that he's ascended to somewhere out there in heaven somewhere, and that one of these days he's coming back, and we're going to give an account to him. You're telling us to believe that kind of stuff? No way. It's absolutely foolish." Now, let's think about it. Take God out of your life for just a moment. It is foolish. Let's think about it. You mean to tell me that this person, God up yonder, came in a form of a human person called Jesus, who is His Son, walked among men, born of a virgin, by the way, walked among men, and that the salvation, that is the death of one Jewish carpenter, made it possible for everybody else who will ever live thereafter, make it possible for them to be saved from their sins and die and go to heaven? Doesn't make sense. No way am I going to believe that. Well, if you leave God out of the picture, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. That's why he said, look, he said, "To those who are perishing, it's absolutely foolish. But to those of us who are being saved, it's the power of God." Now, watch this. He's quoting God. "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise." The wisdom of the wise is coming to naught. One of these days, every so-called wise man and woman who's abandoned God in their life is going to find out that their wisdom is coming to naught, that it was absolutely foolish, it was not wisdom acceptable by God, and won't take them through this life into the next. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? How many principles in the Scripture that are absolutely, totally, directly in opposition to the wisdom of the world? He said, God's made foolish the wisdom of the world. Doesn't work. And look at this. He says, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God. A very important verse. Are you listening? Say amen. Amen. Now watch this. He says, look at that. He says, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God. Here's what he's saying. No person has ever come to know God as a result of their own knowledge, their own wisdom, their own intellectual skills and abilities and talents and gifts. They cannot. A man doesn't come to know God by his wisdom. Men and women come to know God as a result of the sovereign God of this universe revealing himself to mankind and to individuals on the basis of either through his word, the spoken word, the sung word, the written word, or whatever it might be, a God dealing with that person in some fashion. In other words, the wisdom of the world, that is, man did not and does not and will, has not and will never find God on the basis of his wisdom and intellect. He cannot. What we have is we have religions out there, and we have people who believe in certain gods, and in their wisdom they have configured in their minds, and some of them have built these images of God. But you know what? That's not the true God. They've not discovered God. Having abandoned the one true God, having closed their mind to the one true God, they've created their own. That's what he says in Romans. And here's what God says. He says it's absolutely foolish. And he says no person has ever come to know God by his own wisdom. He says, God was well pleased through the foolishness in the minds of men of the message of the gospel preached to save those who live. That is, in the eyes of the world, the gospel is foolish. For example, how many folks have said to you, maybe your lost friends, people you work with, you go to church on Wednesday night? What's that all about? You tithe your income. You mean to tell me that you give 10% of your money to a church? What are you doing carrying your Bible around? You mean you dress up in a suit and go to church on Sunday? I mean, man, you could be at the beach, you could be playing golf, you could be at the lake. You mean the 1 or 2 days you have off, you spend it in church? What's all this religion business anyway? And you're praying to God. Have you ever seen God? No. Have you ever touched God? Now, why are you praying to somebody can't see and can't feel and can't touch? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And you spend your time worshiping somebody you can't see, can't feel, can't touch, and praying out there in the air somewhere as if somebody's going to hear you. Don't give me that religion bit. Whatever I can see, whatever I can feel, whatever I can touch, that's what I want in life. My friend, you're playing the fool's game. Because the Bible says, the man who's living in sin, eyes are blinded, can't see the truth, can't know the truth, doesn't know the truth, walking unwisely, walking the way of the foolish. And here's what Paul's saying. He says, Christ crucified to Jews a stumbling block, to the Gentiles it's foolishness. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. That is, he says, those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, watch this. Watch this real carefully. We know this is the wisdom of God. Now, how wise is this? Well, let's look at it.